Good morning, and thank you both for joining us today on Galesburg Live. It's great to have you in the studio.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So let's talk about this Valentine's fundraiser. What are you guys doing?
Absolutely. This is our second annual Valentine fundraiser for the V&A. And we do this every year to raise money and raise awareness for our meals program, our home-delivered meals program. It's a fun thing in the middle of the cold months to think about. Warming your heart. This year's theme is put your heart into it.
Yeah.
And so we're raising money to feed our seniors.
And Yem has come aboard as a sponsor, but you've been a part of it. This is the second year you've been involved.
This is
in
our first year.
Okay.
We're just heard there was a need, and so we are ready and here to help. So it was exciting to be able to partner with Ellen on this and join the V&A and KCCDD for this second annual fundraiser.
So how does this work, Ellen? How does this fundraiser work?
Yes, it's been really fun to watch it build every year. Last year we worked with KCCDD and their participants are making Valentines for our seniors, which we send. And then this year when Sarah heard about it and we got on the phone and she said, well, how can we help you? How can we support you? So Yem said we will donate 1% of our proceeds in the month of February to this fundraiser as a sponsor. So that is how Yem got involved and they are integral in supporting our community. And it's been really fun to then not only work with KCCDD and Yum, but now more of the community is getting involved, which is really fun.
So when they have their service done in the month of February,
right,
this is how it works?
Yes. So for every client that we serve at our GM and our Chrysler service departments in February, Yum will be making a donation toward feeding a local senior. So if you are a Yum client or want to be, we will be making a donation in your name for every client that comes in. We'll be feeding a local senior in your name.
That's right. Food insecurity for seniors is a real problem in the nation, certainly here in our area, Ellen.
Absolutely. And if anything, the pandemic has shown us what the real need is.
Yeah.
So before this, we're chugging along, serving 70 to 80 seniors. And then when this happened, we had some other funds come available to us through the CARES Act and FFCRA, some state and federal funds. And once that opened up, we were flooded with calls and not just people, oh, I would kind of like them, but there are a lot of seniors that are qualifying for this program. So they have to take a needs assessment. And we were overwhelmed with the need that occurred with hunger and financial hardships that some of our seniors are facing. And right now, in particular, with just how the economy has been with the pandemic. But we went from serving 70 to 80 seniors to 230.
My gosh.
And it has been a task, but we've really enjoyed helping these seniors, and we've enjoyed watching the community get involved. We have some volunteers with the Lions Club and with Rotary that's helping us deliver some of these meals. It's just been fantastic to see the community step up, and you know, Galesburg really cares.
So what is the area where these seniors are from? Is it just Galesburg or is it
all of Knox County?
Okay.
Yeah. So we go into the county, not just Galesburg, delivering meals.
With you know, some 50,000 people in Knox County, 200 seems a little low, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because it makes me seem like there's a lot more seniors out there that could probably use this, right?
Every day we get some new calls.
Yeah.
We knew that number was low when we started the 70 to 80. And so then when we were getting those calls and we were like, oh, okay, we were expecting another 20, 50, and then we got another 100, another 150.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So why do you think that people are, you and I were talking off mic about, you know, many people don't realize what V&A does.
Yes. They don't realize
the help that's there
for
them.
What we do and like who we serve.
Yeah.
And until recently, we had a lot of financial restraints. And now, you know, once that emergency funding is over, we will be in that same boat. And it's the reality of, you know, we have a certain budget that we have to work with every year from the state and federal government. We get our funds from our local area agency on aging through the IDOA. And, you know, beyond that, we will have to put people on a waiting list. So after these emergency funds are expended, we will be looking at a real problem of, okay, how do we feed all of the surplus of people.
My gosh. And then so for a corporate sponsor like YEM to jump on board with this is just incredible for you.
It's absolutely
and for
incredible.
The whole community here, because the need is real.
Yes. Yeah. And when speaking with Ellen, it was powerful to hear about what they've been able to do this past year. Yeah. I just felt like if there's a way that we can help, we really wanted to. And not just with funds, during the month of February, but also just educating our clients when they come in about the VNA and what the VNA does. And maybe they feel inclined to participate in making a donation, and maybe they know somebody that could benefit from it. So we're hoping to be able to not just donate, proceeds, but also to be able to educate our clients and the community.
No stranger to WGIL, both good friends of the station. And I want to just step back and introduce you a little bit better to our listeners, Ellen. You're from this area?
Born and raised.
Right?
I'm a Galesburg girl.
You are. And people may know you for your performances on stage at Galesburg High School, at the Orpheum Theater, that kind of thing, right?
Yes, I absolutely love the arts. I love to sing. I love to dance.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're still doing that, right?
I still am, outside of, the pandemic. But yeah,
sure.
I love to sing. I love supporting community theater.
Yeah.
I sing at weddings and other venues.
She sang at my wedding.
Oh,
that is true.
There's that connection. Yes. There. Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about after high school, what you did. Where'd you go to school?
Yeah, I went to Luther College and I studied social work. I actually went on an opera scholarship. So started in opera and thought, this is really fun. I don't want this to be my career. So I switched to social work. I loved grant writing. I loved advocacy, policy, and procedure. And then that is how I found this job. A former board member, while playing golf, said, "Hey, we're looking for a grant writer." And I said, "Hey, I can do that." And then I applied for the job and I showed up and they said, "We want you to be our director." And
right.
I was a little surprised. I was like, oh, well, let's give it a shot. So I've been there 3.5 years. I love it. I love being involved in the community. I love getting to work with other nonprofits, meeting people. It's really fun to be in the community with people you grew up with and you were friends with, and now getting to work in this professional category and help make the community a better place. It's been really fun.
You and I talked off mic before we started our interview about maybe some of the challenges that you were facing when you first came into this position. And one of those was fundraising.
Yes. Before I came in, we didn't do a lot of fundraising outside of our normal annual grant proposal cycle. So we received grants from the Community Foundation. We received grants from the state and federal government. But beyond that, we were just really struggling financially to make all those ends meet and make sure everything ran smoothly. So fundraising is relatively new to our organization. We're kind of kicking it back in gear. And a lot of that goes back to my staff. I have an amazing staff. They're great advocates for our clients and out in the community helping us do that.
So as far as VNA, just very briefly, what is it? What does it do? Because I think that's a big issue. People just don't know you're here and what you do.
Yes. We do social services for seniors, and I like to describe it as an intermediate service. So we're not in their home, but we're helping keep them independent, maintaining their independence in the safest, healthiest way possible.
Yeah.
So our Meals on Wheels, for example, helps them to stay independent at home. Our transportation helps them get to doctor's appointments. If it's just that little piece that keeps them safe at home, that is what we're there for. We do a lot of counseling. We have a fitness center and a dining room where we can do congregate meals when it's safe to be open, of course. And offering that communal piece too,
right,
for seniors to get to know each other.
And your services are not free to everyone, but could be.
Donation-based services
donation-based.
For seniors. Donations are always welcome, but we will never charge for any service.
Okay, so the Meals on Wheels, that's when
donation-based
they sign up.
Donation-based service,
Wow, I'll be darned. And the transportation, too.
And transportation.
My gosh. And when we say Knox County, it's all the way up, because I grew up down in Mequon, so that's Yates City.
Big.
It's London Mills, it's right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
We've got a big area.
Yeah. Our only program that is not donation-based is our fitness center.
Okay.
And that is the only program that is not funded by any exterior grants.
I see. So, got it. Got it. Well, Sarah is a good friend of the radio station, and Yem, we hear Sarah a lot. So, in fact, when we came into the studio, he said, "Hey, there's Sarah talking." And, just kind of give us a little background on you. You're obviously from this area.
Yes. Yeah. Born and raised in Galesburg, and I graduated JHS in 2010 and went to Illinois Wesleyan for 4 years. And right after graduating, returned home and returned to work at the dealership with then my grandfather, Dick, and my dad, Rick. So I have been back for, can't believe it's, I think it's going on 7 years now. So,
isn't that something?
Yes.
Yeah. And this year is a big anniversary for Yem.
Yes, 60 years since my grandfather, Dick, bought into the Chevy dealership here in town with his partner. And they, I think we're down on East Simmons Street, 247 East Simmons, back then in 1961, and moved out to the North Henderson Street location. I believe it was 1969. So opened up in 1970. So
60 years. That's that's amazing.
Yeah. We I've seen a lot of changes over the 60 years, and obviously I can't speak for all of them. I'm just about been alive for half of it, but so many changes in the business and in the industry in general, and I don't think we're going to see the end of changes in the automotive industry anytime soon.
60th anniversary in 2021. That's amazing.
Yes, six decades is pretty exciting, and I think my grandpa Dick would just be over the moon with his successes over the six decades, and really I feel like the reason why we're still here today is because of our people and our team members and our staff and our customers that have stuck with us for 60 years.
Well, and so many changes over the years, and we could spend hours talking about it, but the new buildings, the new Chevy store, the remodeling of the, and then the Chrysler. So you've got now two stores there and two service areas.
Yes.
And yeah, it's been lots of changes that way.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And obviously the manufacturers like to keep things separated. So they really pushed for the two buildings. And, I think it was a good thing. It allowed us to spread out a little bit. We had kind of outgrown that one building after, the 30, 40 years of being there. And so it allowed everybody to spread out a bit and have some additional space. And so it's been some good changes in the last couple of years.
That's right. That's right. And well, how long has it been since your grandfather's been gone?
He passed in February of 2015.
2015. So he didn't get a chance to see the new
No, he did not.
He
yeah.
did not.
Yep.
Okay.
The new buildings were opened in May of 2017.
2017. That's
yes.
right. That's right. Well, such a good friend to this community, and he would, and involved in so many different charitable organizations. And helping, these organizations that help people here in the community, like VNA, he'd be glad that Yem's a part of it, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I think so. And I feel like, it's the reason why we should all get up and do what we do. I think we need to give back to the community and not just be focused on, our business and making that successful, but also giving back to the community and supporting our neighbors and friends.
That's right. How many employees do you have?
75.
75.
Yes.
That's one of the larger employers here in the area too. So that's really great that you're continuing third generation.
Yes.
Yeah. Pretty amazing. We're talking with Ellen Larson, Executive Director of VNA Community Service. here in services here in Galesburg, and also Sarah Yem from Yem Auto Group. We're talking about the VNA and the Valentine fundraiser that's going on throughout the month of February. And when you have service done at Yem here in Galesburg on North Henderson Street, a donation will be made to the VNA. Is that correct? Yeah. So we want to talk a little bit more about the services that VNA does. We had mentioned that awareness is a huge issue for just about any organization, charitable organization. But for VNA, you're tucked out there on Grand Avenue. And then, of course, the pandemic hits. But there is a huge need for these services for seniors here in the area.
Yes. And they are still happening.
Yeah.
While our doors are closed, our staff is still working really hard from home. We're still providing our benefit access program, so we're helping seniors get their discount on their license plate.
How does that work?
There is some income guidelines,
sure.
And then the state asks for our proof of income and some identification and demographic information, and then we submit that, and then they take their certificate to the license bureau, the driver's bureau, and they say, here it is, and they get a discount on there. It takes it from, you know, they have some new numbers. I want to say it's around $125, and it takes it down to $30-ish.
Oh my gosh.
It's a huge savings.
Well, certainly. And for seniors who are typically on a fixed income,
yes,
that could mean
it's a huge help.
That could mean the choice of, do I get my medicine this month, or do I get my
registration? And speaking of medicine, if anyone, we help with open enrollment during the open enrollment period and Medicare.
Medicare.
So we do counseling for that and can look through their prescription drug plans, making sure they're on the right plan for them and trying to save people as much money as possible.
Oh, my gosh.
We do some other counseling services if, you know, they're looking for something, they need transportation, they need meals, or if they need some in-home health care. If there's something we don't do, we can say, hey, talk to our friends at Alternatives, or hey, have you talked to the health department about this program they run? Or, you know, we're great friends with Triad, the senior police force. They can do wellness checks. So it's not just meals and transportation. We really try to get integral into our seniors' lives so that we can help get them connected to well-rounded services.
Yeah. Ellen Larson is the executive director of the VNA Community Services here in Galesburg, and stands for the Volunteer Network
on Aging.
Volunteer Network on Aging.
Yes.
Okay.
And some people in the community might remember our former name. We kept the acronym but changed the name. We used to be the Visiting Nurses Association, which provided some home health. And there are some other VNAs around the country that still do home health. We don't have RNs on staff anymore. So we kept the acronym, changed the name. A lot of people think we're the Veterans Association.
I was about to say, there's probably confusion there.
But they're great people, too. So we're usually we're like, oh, no, that's not us, but we'll switch you over to them.
Yeah, right. Well, Ellen, it sounds like that the first step that a senior needs to take is just to set a time to come in and talk to you, or talk to someone from your organization, just to see what's possible.
Yeah, give us a call. There's a lot of options we have.
Yeah.
If we can't help you with it, we usually know someone that can. And we work not only with seniors, but with their family members. You know, if it's a daughter, a son, a friend, you know, they can call and say, hey, I just have a question about this.
Yeah.
And there are some situations where they can set up services for their relative or for their loved one.
Of course. Well, I've been in that situation with my aging parents. It seems like it's difficult to find the services that you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if someone needs help in their home for whatever reason, they need bathroom rails, or you don't know who to call, you don't know where to go.
Call us.
VNA has those resources.
We do.
If you don't know who to call for help at home, nursing services and all that, that seems like it would make a lot of sense. Sarah Yem from Yem Auto Group is also with us in this hour of Galesburg Live. And Yem is one of the sponsors, is the sponsor of this Valentine fundraiser. But when we talk about helping seniors for one of the things that you provide for your service is I would hope that more seniors would take advantage of this pick up and return service that you do.
That's right. Yes. And it is complimentary and no cost. So we were able to coordinate picking up and delivering a vehicle, whether it's to home, to your place of work. And we're happy to do so in the summer and in spring and fall months, but especially if you're really not wanting to get out in the winter, which I know I wouldn't. So we are more than happy to assist and try to coordinate and make it as easy as possible for you. So,
well, it's something you had to kind of step up into with the this whole COVID situation. Nobody wanted to get out, and your dealership with the a lot of it was closed. You couldn't come to the dealership. I mean, right?
Yeah. So we continued the pickup and delivery through COVID, and it's something that we will continue to do and offer. And if there's something other, you know, than pickup and delivery, something that we can do to provide to make whether it's just accessibility or making the process easier, we would, you know, like to be there to. To serve.
And it also translates into the sales side too. If you don't want to get out, or you can't here in the winter, and just because of COVID, you've even you're selling cars on somebody's front porch.
We'll bring the vehicle to you once again, home or work, wherever you are, and we'll make it as easy as possible. So we don't have to keep doing things the way we've always done. We're ready to adapt and change and make things as convenient as possible.
That's right. The same thing with COVID-19. What are some things that you've had to change about your services, Ellen?
Yeah, so we haven't been able to have any seniors come into our senior center. My staff is working from home. I'm working from home. So a lot of over the phone, a lot of Zoom like everyone else. But just trying to make sure we're still connecting with our seniors. You know, we're delivering meals and waving at them through a window. We're handing them meals on their porch and watching them pick it up and just having a conversation across the lawn. You know, anything we can do to keep that connection piece there. That socialization is so important, but we also want to be really safe right now. So our meals picked up, our transportation picked up. We know that we don't want a lot of people in close proximity to each other, but still people need to get to dialysis. They need to get to doctor's appointments. They need to get groceries, those essential functions. We wanted to be there for it. So we ramped up our meal program with the assistance largely from our community. Our Galesburg Community Foundation gave us some grants to continue serving those meals to the extent we were able to. We were able to provide transportation and then counseling from home. My staff, they're answering the phones at home. We're doing all that. We have a mail drop system set up so people can bring in whatever documents they need in a secure lockbox. We're checking it at the office, and then we're making it work.
We're talking about your Valentine fundraiser, Ellen, and let's talk a little bit more about senior food insecurity. You saw numbers increase when the pandemic hit.
Yes.
Almost double. Well, over.
Over doubled. So we went from a budget of 12 to 13,000 a month that we were spending to 20 grand a month. That surge of feeding seniors, and I mean, we did that in multiple ways. We had emergency meal kits that we got out. We had our delivery service going. We were just making sure we could get food out there. But
was it just the COVID? Was it just the pandemic when it hit? That's the main cause, or do you think that this is maybe people were already struggling with this? And this just kind of...
People were definitely already struggling. We had a waiting list going before this happened. And then when some additional funding streams came through with state, federal funding, and community funding that became available, it opened up an opportunity for them to get on. And then people started hearing, oh, this is an option now. You know, we can... When people started hearing that we were able to take more people in, more people started calling.
Do you still have a waiting list?
We don't have a waiting list now.
Okay.
We will be looking at that problem in a few weeks here when our emergency funds are expended.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
So when the emergency funds have ran out, mm-hmm. how do you How do you make that decision on who gets the meal? Yeah, who gets it and who doesn't?
We have a needs assessment that everyone completes once they qualify for those meals. Then we go through a first come, first serve basis, and they get put on a list, and we keep calling them every few months to checking in on them, making sure they know about other resources too. If we can't feed you right now, do you know about the Fish Food Pantry? Do you know about the Lutheran Food Pantry? Do you know about Wednesday night soup suppers? And then we just try to get, once we have more funding, we can feed more people. We'll be looking at a waiting list of around 100 people once we're through some of our emergency COVID funding.
My gosh, Sarah, we've got, you know, to have this conversation that we have to not help a senior with their food needs because the money's just not there. That's wrong on so many ways, isn't it?
That's the feelings that I felt when Ellen educated me on this, and just that troubling reality that there are seniors in our community that need our help, and so that's when we said, okay, how can we help? How can we get involved? And what are some of the ways that we can educate our friends and clients in the community about what they can do?
Right. So during the month of February, when you have your service done at YEM, whether the Chrysler store or the GM store, you're going to, YEM will make a donation in your name to the VNA.
Exactly, yes. And we will put hearts up for every donation made, and hope to fill our whole dealership, and just showcase all of the love for our local seniors.
Yeah, what you said before we went on the air, you're a little late to the heart.
Exactly,
because there were the whole heart thing came up
last year
about,
with COVID, right?
Yeah.
Business
places were putting hearts in their windows and all that.
We're just extending it into this year, and we're just going to continue spreading that love. I think we still need to do that. So
that's right. Sarah Yem from Yem Auto Group is our guest, along with Ellen Larson. She's the executive director of the VNA Community Services here in Galesburg. Their Valentine's fundraiser, Put Your Heart Into It events. And there are other ways that other businesses can jump on board to help. And you've already had some exciting news today.
Absolutely. Yeah. We had some fantastic news from the Elks Club, who asked if they could be our we have four tiers of giving, and that top tier of $1,500, they said, hey, we've got a check for you. We want to be one of your first supporters. So we are just ecstatic to receive that first donation, that first contribution. If $1,500 provides up to a year of meals for a senior.
My gosh.
So exciting.
That is just, we're thrilled that the Elks Club has decided to participate. And the community can participate as well. Businesses can donate. You know, we can do, someone can decide, hey, I want to give a month of meals to a senior, which is $125. Every little bit counts. Every little donation counts. So businesses, if they want to pull together their staff and say, hey, let's do something so we can fund a senior or support a senior and fund a month of meals or 4 months of meals, whatever it be. Or if there's an individual that hears this and this feels called, you are filling a senior stomach, and they'll also be getting a Valentine in the mail, which is fun too, just to brighten up their day.
So again, $1,500 donation will feed one senior in need in Knox County for an entire year.
An entire year.
That seems like that should be a no-brainer.
Yes.
To say, yes, here, please, maybe your business can do 10. Mm-hmm. How wonderful would that be?
Yes.
So if you can talk to your manager, your boss, your owner, and just, you know, tell them about what's going on and see if they can jump on board this. This is pretty amazing. So four levels. They're called, how did you come up? Little Crush. Help me run through the.
My program director came up with some cute Valentine's themed levels.
Yeah, I love it.
So we've got a Little Crush. So if you're going in for a Little Crush this Valentine's Day, $125 will supply a month of meals. Getting Serious is the next level. So $400 can provide 4 months of meals. Wedding Bells is the next tier. $400 to $750 is up to 6 months of meals for senior. And then our top tier soulmates, our fun Valentine's Day, if you're really ready to commit, that $1,500 can go a long way.
Absolutely. How do they donate again?
There are multiple ways. Yep. They can send a check to 2262 Grand Avenue. They can go to our Facebook page or our website. They can donate at the Yem dealership. If they're there, they'll have some donation jars out. And then if there is any other way, you know, get on the phone with us. Well, we can pick up a check. You can deliver a check. We're available.
Okay. Ellen Larson is the executive director of the VNA Community Services here in Galesburg. Sarah Yem from Yem Auto Group, a good friend of the radio station as well, talking about their Valentine promotion. You're also KCCDD is one of the partners in this.
Yeah, they've been fantastic to work with, and their participants, their residents are decorating Valentines for our seniors.
Wonderful.
So it has been fun to partner with them. We supplied meals for some of their residents when their day center facility was closed.
Yeah. Gordon Behrens.
Yes, Gordon Behrens Senior Center. When their residents weren't getting that lunch meal then, they called us and said, hey, what can we do? And we said, absolutely.
Devastating. You know, I mean, it's just so far-reaching. My gosh.
It is. So we were thrilled to be able to step in and help. And we partner closely with them on some of our activities. And so we were happy to feed some of their residents. And so in turn, they said, help us make Valentine's for you so we can get some love out.
Wow. Do we think that do you get a sense that things are going to start opening up a little bit more so we can get back to some kind of normal?
I think our agency will be one of the last to open.
Yes.
We're worried about our population being a vulnerable population.
Of course.
I think it could be into this coming fall, coming winter before we can look into that, just to make sure we're keeping everyone safe.
Yeah. Oh, boy. How about in the car business? You see things are opening up a little bit more. Sarah, how do you guys see that as a nationally the trend here?
Yes, we're starting to see the manufacturing kick back up a little bit. There was some time that we weren't receiving many truckloads of vehicles because the factories were all shut down for some time. And so I think that, things are slowly kind of picking back up, and we hope to, have more and more vehicles dropped off as time goes on. And
do you see a lot of these safety precautions and a lot of the things that you've had to put in place? Do you see a lot of those kind of staying around?
I think so.
Yeah,
I think so. Just till we know that it's safe to make any changes, I think we'll be sticking with a lot of the precautions.
Yeah, Ellen, the same thing with you and your organization. Probably a lot of these things are going to just be a part of our normal everyday now.
Yes, a lot of the precautions will stay.
Yeah,
hand sanitizer, cleaning,
sure,
all of those good safe practices.
Absolutely.
Sanitizing spray every day.
Yes. Oh, boy. It's here to stay, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Well, we are out of time, but I want to thank you both for coming in today. And again, go to your Facebook page, Ellen, for VNA Community Services, and learn more about how you can donate. You can, again, go to Yem Auto Group on North Henderson Street here in Galesburg and find out a lot more information about how you can help seniors in need here in this area. Sarah Yem, Ellen Larson, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.